want to make it clear that I'm in no way critical of the work that Mr. Gonsolin has done, and I agree completely with your comments and the comments of Ms. Durkee, but it still comes down to the bottom line for an average taxpayer, and that is, when all is said and done, here's what I paid last year, and what am I going to pay this year?
And I tell you,
I have no doubt at all that there are people here in Tiverton. I'm not trying to make a political speech. I'm trying to be honest about it. There are people here in Tiverton who, based on what we finally decide is their tax rate, their taxes, are going to determine whether they're going to eat, whether they're going to have heat, whether they're going to pay for their medicines.
It's happening now.
And we know we've pushed people out of Tiverton. But I'm not critical. I think those decisions are happening right now.
We start with election.
Go ahead, Cecil.
I've had conversations with a lot of people, and there's a lot of concern. But one of the things that we don't really have a very, very good measurement of is what service level do the majority of people really want. It's fine, and I try to go through this little routine, usually not successful because they don't want to hear it, but they say, well, taxes are too high, and I'll say, well, okay, well then should we cut? And then they go through the list, fire, police, etc. And as I go through that list, the answer is always, oh no, don't cut the fire department, and they need the rest. Oh no, don't cut the police, we'll have high crime, and so on and so forth. So I don't know how to do that. I told people, you ought not to vote for me because I don't know how to cut the budget when you want to maintain service levels. And the truth of the matter is, I really don't know on a broad basis what people do want. I had anecdotes, et cetera. But it's up to us to make our best judgment. And I frankly join in the side that I'm beginning to worry that we're slashing things too much.
Don't disagree with any of the comments you've made. I'm just absolutely convinced that we may have to go after some of these numbers again.
That's why I want to make it clear that
this is not, in the sense what I would normally define as something that's quote unquote approved. I mean, this is still clearly a work in progress. Let's not frighten people out there.
You're not trying to frighten anybody. I'm trying to make sure we are in compliance with a charter that says we submit a budget to the budget committee so many days. We're already late on that process.
I know.
Okay? So rather than get into this contest of what it is, I mean, we've always said to them it's a working document. We've done it in the past and said the same thing. We're going to put a stamp of approval. As of today, this is the information we have. This is a budget we're sending to you. We will continue to work on these numbers as we will, and if we see something that can be revised, we will make the necessary revisions. And that's going to be a cover letter saying that we're approving this as of today, and we will get back to you if we see changes that need to be made. And I think that's kind of a way to say we're still working on something, and it's not pushing somebody to say, I can't do my job because you haven't done yours. And that's what we're going to get into if we don't give them a document that at least has what's considered to be an approval in this body.